This is a practice for connecting with the first energy center, the first chakra or root chakra, according to Eastern medicine. Eastern medicine traditions teach that we have energy centers in the mind-body, called chakras, and having a strong base chakra, also known as the root chakra, allows us to support the expansion into the other energy centers above it and into the whole system. When we're working with strong emotions, it's especially important to have the supportive root chakra to work from. When the root chakra is weak, we feel ungrounded. We can feel distracted, unstable, disoriented, like we're rushing from one thing to the next, not totally present, or trying to do too many things at once. Sometimes it manifests as fear or clumsiness, disconnection from our own body in space. We might bang into door frames or spill things. At times there can be a feeling of being overwhelmed or feeling that we're not quite tethered, like we could float away. A strong root chakra helps us feel supported in the world, able to handle challenges, gives us a deep feeling of being at home in the world and in our lives. It's connected to calm, belonging, and resilience. According to Eastern medicine tradition, the first chakra develops between the ages of 1 and 7. If we spent these ages in a supportive family, it will be well developed, but if we were in an environment that wasn't stable or was stressful, or if we were given frightening beliefs about the world or harmful indoctrinations that were fear-based or shame-based, we might need to spend some time cultivating the qualities of the first chakra. So sit somewhere comfortable. On the earth itself is great, but wherever you are, sit with your feet on the ground so you can feel the support of the floor or the ground on the bottoms of your feet, and you can feel what you're sitting on at your tailbone and at your sits bones. And just take some time to feel what it's like to be sitting here, supported by the ground beneath you. Let yourself settle even a little more, bringing more of yourself here to this place, into this moment. Notice your breath coming in, coming out. Keep connecting with that feeling of the feet on the ground and what's supporting you from below. And next, I want to invite you to imagine roots growing out the bottoms of your feet and from the places that are meeting the chair. So imagine these roots growing down, down, down into the earth, reaching down past the first layer of earth and into the deep, dark soil, and then into rock, and then into the earth's foundations. And then imagine you're beginning to draw up energy and nourishment from the earth itself into your bones and muscles and skin, into your whole being. Stay with this rooting down and then this drawing upward. That is the quality of cultivating the first chakra. Just stay with this for a bit. Whenever your mind loses focus, just feel back into the steadiness of the support of the earth and anchor back down into those imagined roots. And next, I want to invite you to bring your palms over your beating heart. So maybe one hand over the center of the chest and the other hand over top of that hand. And as you're rooting down, as you're anchoring down, just noticing that you're here doing this. Notice your beating heart. Notice the breath coming and going in your rib cage. And if it feels right for you, join me. I'm going to say a phrase twice, and you can follow along out loud or in your head. This is me. I am here. Just taking a few breaths there and connecting again with that support and those roots. This is me. I am here. Just notice subtly what this brings to the body, to the mind, to the heart. Notice if it does bring calm or quiet or steadiness. Notice if there's any muscles that unclench, any swirling that settles. And to close this practice, I invite you to take 3 full breaths. Inhaling into the low back and the belly and fully filling the lungs, and then exhaling out all the way to the end of the exhale. Softening the body on the exhale, and do this 2 more times. Staying connected to those roots that you grew down into the earth. On the last exhale, just softening, unbracing as much as possible as you imagine those roots 1 more time. And as you begin to release this practice now, and go back into your day, see if you can stay connected to the support of the ground, to the quality that you cultivated here, which will support steadiness and presence and resilience in your life.